Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We're holding today Ayin Zion, the Mishnah, Ayin Yashakayach, the Mishnah Nissen. We got up to the Mishnah, start the Mishnah, and Ayin Zion. I imagine that you talked about the din of kibitza, hey, can make kibitza from oil. No, it's a liquid. Tastes of menachas. Chalak, we have such a thing that you can be by yayin. Tastes had the kasha, did not have the kasha by shemen. The issue that we have, we spoke about it on other occasions. Not the here in Tzvachim, but we did talk about it, I believe, in menachas. The kedin of kibitza, but you talk about kibitza by wine or kibitza by oil. Tastes has the problem by wine. Not by oil, it seems that it's the viscosity of the oil. They sold that you're able to go and do that. They sent the fine dollar to Menachas. And the Taisviot deals with this issue. What is the chal, the pshat that we have? Like you bring Shannon before Yatzmo. Right, we'll talk about more in Babesbet Bekadish. We have that coming up also. You spoke about Chulubazar also? Very good. Okay. We have in the Mishnah, Eivarei Chatos. We all know that Eivarei Chatos are not brought for Haktara. There's no Haktara of Eivarei Chatos. What do you do with Eivarei Chatos? You do with Eivarei Chatos, the Kohanim eat it. They're not back to Eivarei Chatos. But we have Eivarei Chatos, Shenisarvu, Beivarei Oilo. They became mixed up. With Eivarei Oilo, which of course you do burn. And we don't know which are the Eivarei Chatos, which are the Eivarei Oilo. Rabbi Eliezer Reimer, Rabbi Eliezer says that there's a new concept. Yitei Lamailo, you can go bring in on the Mizbeach, the whole group of Eivarim, even though the Eivarei Chatos are not supposed to be brought for Haktarah. The Raya Adi is Basar Achatos. And we can look, we view the Basar Achatos as fuel mill by law, as if it's fuel, as if it's Eitzim, you're not Machavin. You're not Machavin that it should be for Akhtarim, but you can use it with the Kavada where it's aiding in the burning of the Eivarei Oilo. And the Rabbanan argued that we talk about that to Umar to Rasa, the eight of the Beisatz race. You can't do that. You wait till it becomes nicer, and then you burn it like Kachem Sulam. But under no circumstances are you able to bring it up. They have already chatos to bring it on the Mizbeach. Rashi over here says he take the Bible on the Mizbeach. The Ryan is Basar Achatos, Shehuba Balsak Tiru, where normally it's an Isser of Balsak Tiru, Ke'ilu Hein Eitzav, but you do it, even though it's an Isser of Balsak Tiru, you do it with the Kavada that it should be the Shem Eitzav. The Kema de Lola Haktara Machavin, Shari. Rabbi Lazar says that as long as you're not Machavin to do it for the purpose of Haktara, it's mutter to do that, and the Rabbanan argument on the Beisatz Reifa. The less lehu rayin, they do not hold that you can picture it that you're doing it for the sake of Eitzim. The ka'avar, and therefore, if you're going to do it, the ka'avar, b'chol shemi medu li'ishim, hu b'mal saktiru, anytime where kol shemi medu li'ishim, it's b'chol l'din b'mal saktiru. And Rashi adds, shekvar emurav karvu. The emurim are already brought. The Eimurim are brought, as opposed to the Eivarim. Therefore the Basar becomes Shirayim. There we have the Basar becomes Shirayim. Rashi over here is Lishitasei, obviously. Because what we have over here in the love of Koshimi Medalishim, things that you normally are not allowed to bring it, it's not earmarked for Haktara the Mizbeach. Yerayver Alam, Kol Shemi Medo Liyishim Arehim Oval Saktiru. But Rashi told us, I'm saying Rashi because the Rambam leaves it out. He never says it when he talks about the din of Malfaktirim. In order for it to be Osir, according to Rashi, you have to, it's not stop you bring some foreign thing going to the Mizbeach. Where you go on your Mekayim, the din of Haktara over here, because you did bring the Emurim already. The rest has a din of big Shirayim, and you're right at the Yisr. Let's say you would not have brought the Emurim, and you brought the Emurim first, you're not over the Yisr. Rashi told us this. Remember, we know it from Rashi and Yuma, also in the Mem Zayin. We have the Rashi in Menachis. We have the Rashi before also, of course, in the Vayivav. And we have the Rashi in Menachis. We have the Rashi like that. The chiddush that we have in the Rashi is again that the lava balsatira is only when you go and you're already mapped there, those parts of the carbon that you're supposed to do. What we could clear over here is, why did Rashi say only because the Emurim are brought? Why didn't he say because the dam was already Nizrak? Remember, we had Rashi and Taisvis, rather Rashi with Taisvis, when I invoked, Rashi told us that in order to be over the lav of Kol Shemimed Elisha by Reim of Al Saktiru, even if you go at your mazah seven hazos of lug, of oil, the din is, you're over the lav for that even though you did not do a haktara. But if it has a din of bringing, doing the avodah to the mizbeah, or the mizbeah to part of the avodah, then you're over the lav even if the way you did it was not through the act of haktara, it's through the act of hazah seven times. You did it kloppy to kutchy kutchy, but I'm talking about a mitzvah. Remember Rashi says, v'i koinim matin sheva. You're talking, see the Rashi over there, and I involve him with beis, matin sheva. V'i koinim matin sheva, where it says, what are you going to do? You're going to do the kaimitz. You're going to bring the kaimitz. You're going to be makter the kaimitz. Before the matin sheva, hechim atzi the base of subine. How can you go to matin sheva? Maybe it's a nedava. The haktaras are kaimitz, and therefore the haktaras are kaimitz is a legitimate haktara. The hanach, and now that you go, I'm reading the Rashi on another base. The hanach are these hazos that you make. Havalahu shirayim. They are shirayim. The chihadar ma'ayil midi minayu. And when you're going to go and you're going to bring, or be mazah, anything from them, you're going to be over b'shul bal saktiru. Getting seen b'chol sar b'chol devash lo saktiru b'menu. Rashi holds that this lab is even if you're not maktir. So b'zoi, l'chayr, if he said it by the hazos of the shemen, chayr, you should say the same thing by the hazos of the dam hachatos. Why did he have to say dafka because of the emurim? I think what we see over here is Joel's making faces, and I think he is justified in making the faces. Because he's saying what Joel means to my friend Shat and why Joel's making faces. The reason is, if a person goes and does that, Rashi tells us, he's even a lot of Balsaktiru. But let's say he goes and he's Mazah, the Dam. Does that make the rest into Shirayim? That when you bring the Shirayim, you're going to over Balsaktiru or that. That we see the chayra, we have to be mechalik. Rashi is telling us that if you go in your mazah, the hazos of the luk, of the like shem shem etzayra, you're going to be over. But let's say you were mazah that first, or you were mazah the dam first. If you did it first, in order for it to be over later on when you go in your maktir, that has to have a being called shimi menu liishim. That already you're not going to be able, even though you're over because you met Elisha, even you don't do anything with Isha. But the Shem Shirayim, it is not going to have, it's not going to have the Shem Shirayim unless you did the Haktorah de Murim. The sprinkling of the oil or the dam does not make it did a Balsaktiro or the foreign or the Basa de Avarim that you're going to be Maktir. Even though if you did that itself, You'd be a bima, so you're going to be able to love a bal sektiru when they become shirayim, not by something else, not by the kaimitz. That's the chayro what we see. I think, it's probably, I'm saying it, not saying it over, bishmai, from the name of Rav David, because I didn't really see, but I sort of glanced at it. I believe that's what you have to say over here. What? Because Rashi before is saying like that. Because Rashi before is talking about that order. No. Because Rashi before is talking about that order. Rashi tells us though that in order for there to be a din of bimenu le'ishim, you first have to go be matir. He says, it's my fault. I'm not hearing the Sunday Chayrama. But Rashi, what might we have to say in the Rashi? The Maradal says the following, but what do we see here? So Rabbi Lezer says there's an option. In order not to be over the lab of kol shemimenu le'ishim, you do it l'shem eitzim. As long as you have a different kavada. I'm not doing it for the mitzvah of Akhtari. I'm doing it for additional fuel. Let me just add one little thing here also. Another just little tidbit. It's a davar pashit that in order to be maktir, to be yitzim, the din of Akhtara, there's a din of eitzim. Let's say a person would want to go and he'd want to be makter a murim with lighter fluid. He goes once bad, he wants the same wood, he doesn't have wood, he goes do it with lighter fluid. You can make an aish, a bonfire without wood. You go ahead and take a bunch of newspapers. You go take some lighter fluid, light it with a match, and he's going to be a makter the a murim. He can't do that. There's a din of Eitzim. He can't do it with lighter fluid. He can't do it with lighter fluid because there's a din of Eitzim. The Chiddush of Rabbi Lezer wasn't either. So he did a Gatz HaZach for over here. You have to, there's a Chalais din over here because you're doing the Shev Eitzim. If you can't do it with lighter fluid, and if you can't do it with lighter fluid, you can't do it with Eivarim either, with other Eivarim also, either. So what's this thing with doing it with Shay Mason? It must be he holds that the Kiddush that he could do it with Shay Mason, he'll do it with something else. You're machabing for fluid. You're machabing something. You can't do it. There's a mitzvah of Mason. The beginning of Ayikra, there's a din to be do the Barucha. Shit, you started off, of course, with Shay Gzirei Eitzim, but I'm not saying the two Gzirei Eitzim, but the rest of it has to be of Eitzim. There's a din over here that he holds. You can make something it as Eitzim. If you're mechaved as Eitzim, it's not because you do it. So you do it with something else, big deal. No, it is a big deal. You have to do it and give it to Shem Eitzim. According to Rabbi Lazar, the Rabbanon, you can't do that.
So it's not Eitzim Amish. How do you do that?
What?
You don't need Eitzim Amish? Before also.
So he's telling us that even though at least when you have a suffix, you can be mechaber. Where does that thing come from? You're right, 100%. You need Eitzim Amish. How do you do that? It'll have to come from Xeris HaKosuf. Without Xeris HaKosuf, it's Svara alone. You wouldn't do that. How do we know it? L'chaira like this. By time under Rabbi Lazar, why does he hold that way? He learns it from a pusik. Without a pusik, you would never say it like that. If you can't do it with lighter fluid, then you can't do it with Eivarim either. Amar Krav, because the pasuk says Vel Hamis Beach Lo Yalo L'Reich D'Chayach. What we have is Vel Up. It says Vel Hamizech Lo Yalo L'Reich D'Chayach. You can't go and put it on the Mizbeach. Other things Lo Yalo L'Reich D'Chayach. What is it talking about over there? Kol Shemen, the things that are not. Let's come right back to this. L'Reich D'Chayach Yatamayla. You don't bring it up for the sake of Haktara, for Arech Nechayach. Aval Atobaila L'Shem Eitzim. It's a pusik. Don't do it L'Shem that. But you are able to use it as an artificial eitz. Artificial eitz.
You don't get very
clear. You want no rech lichayach. Rabbanan. A lace in these cases.
Can I call say, hey, I
want to
make this.
Really no, let's see more. Let's see how what the extent of this is. You're right. Rabbanan. Miyet rachbana oisam. The pussy comes and says, I sum, come right back. Rabbanan mean Rahmana I sum who the Iatamaila. You, it's them, Avalatamaila l'shem eitzim. You can do it l'shem eitzim. Only I sum, what's I sum means? The base of pussy that the first part of the pussy, where it was referring to Sarin Dvash. Come right back again. It says by Sarin Dvash that you can't do it l'shem reich l'chayef, but you can do it l'shem eitzim. I sum. Avomini achrini. Well, let's say you're not talking about Sarin Dvash. Look about Ivar Chattas, like our case. It got mixed up. Lo, that already it does not apply. What does, what is the din? There is no heter to bring it l'shem eitzim. Rabbi Eliezer, what does he do with the word I sum? I sum who? The Ravai Lach Kemesh Kemizbeach. He holds it says, Isab, where the Isser of doing it applies on the Kemesh just like the Mizbeach proper. Mizbeach, Avol Midi Achrini Lo. Rabbanan, they hold Tartish Mamina. And there are two things you're able to learn out from that Rasha of Isam. See, Isab, Beresha, see the Rashi, let's take a look at the Rashi, Isam. Isa Beresha, the Krug, see, Carbon Reisha is Takrivu Isam. And what is it going back? Them, Isam. Asar Dvashka, you can appreciate Liel. Ma Yeshlecha Lahavi, Mehen. What would you be able to, what is it that you would want to come and bring on the Mizbeach? Shle Alecha, Min Asar. She Reishis, that's a Pasuk, what the Pasuk is going on. Reishis Chalab Nachas, Ubikurim, Min Advash. The Alhabi's Beach Lo Yahalu about Tabaila Lashay Mason. If you can't bring them, you don't bring Bikurim on the Mizbeach. You don't bring Shtei Alecha. There's a Zayar, very shvera Zayar. That you do bring it on the Mizbeach. But all right, we'll leave that. Shmuistik, there's a Zayar, a Peldik, a Mensh Pliyan, the Zayar, they bring it on the Mizbeach. But all right, we'll leave that. The Alhabi's Tabaila Lashay Mason. Of a mini achrini lo. Lo, achal, akosha be medally ishim. Did nothing be safe on the kra. The ribui that we learned out from the end of the pusik. That be safe on the kra kaba. Okay, it's not going on that. That already, you don't have that heter. There have you, Eliezer. Lo, achik si vaisa libute asaro dvash. To be mabayet, sarad vash libute shirayim, to exclude shirayim, may asaras alamis bech lo yalu. The marvinat me day, that we learn out from there, that we learn from there, kevish ke mizbeach, ke nisadi materas kayanim, that says, ain't the yellow mizbeach, kevish me dayin, tabad blaymar elha mizbeach, it's marvin. So therefore, that's what we have over here, and that's what he's coming to use it for. And then Rabban says, "Good, the Rabban is like two things. We're good. Let me. I'm going to come back. I just want to read the Gemara. Masnis de loki aitana, the Sadia Amar of Yehuda leinechleko. We have if we have our Mishnah that says we have the machlekes whether you bring it the shei meitzim. When you have a varei chatas that are mixed in with a varei oila, leinechleko Rabbi Eliezer machachamim al a varei chatas shenisavu be varei oila." This Tada holds, the Brisa, that even the Rabbanan agree he could do this. Sheyakrivu. Also, Roveya Venirva. Let's say by, it's not a Chatos, it's a Roveya Venirva. Roveya Venirva, that is puzzle. Because it's a puzzle of carbon. Because of the Chet that was done in them. And everybody holds, including Rabbi Eliezer. Shaloyi Kruvi, you can't pray, cannot do that with Shem Eitzim. Alma Nechleku. Where's the Machlekes? Only Alevare Ayla Tabiba Shenishava Bevar Balasimom. A new thing. It has to be some, if it's Mamish Raila Mizbeach, then even the Rabbanan agree. If it's not Raila Mizbeach at all, even Rabbi Eliezer agrees. So then what's going on here? Where is the Machlekes? Only by Balei Lumen. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yikrav, Uvarayad, Nilamayla, Kilo Eid Eitzim. There it'll work for Balei Lumen, according to this Brisa. Bachachami Baimrim. Lo Yikrifu, the Rabbanan all that cannot work for this. Of course, the Gemara has, what's the difference? You told me Rav Havanir, but can't work. According to Rav Elezer, so what's the difference between Bali Mubin? Rav Elezer, Vashtam, Rav Havanir, and the Lo Chazi, Bala Smub, Nami Lo Chazi. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Well, wait, let's see. Let me just read the Pasek again. Let me just read the Pasek again. What? I'm sorry, I don't hear you.
No.
Even if you hold that, it ain't even that. No, it's fuel.
Just fuel.
That's right. Yeah, just fuel. Just want to read the pasuk that we have over here. The beginning of Vayikra, we have the following. We have the parsha of Amichas Barcheshes, and then the pasuk tells us what does he bring after the kibitza. Deir makayin bid ha mincha esatz karosim hikra bizbecha yishevech lechach lasher. Then it says, what do you do with the mincha? Minchas nedava barcheshes. If you hold like that, then somebody's kosher shebemigdash. Vanoiseres bid ha mincha. Vanoiseres bid ha mincha. The stuff that's left over, the remainder from the mincha after the kayin, was back to it. Who eats it? The Aaron of Onam, of course, the Shari Abincha. Kodesh Kadoshim, the Yishi Hashem, and Mincha is Kodesh Kadoshim. Now, Parbad Rashis, Takrivo Esam Lashem. You bring a carbon rashis. What is the carbon rashis? Shtealachem, that's the seminal carbon mincha that's about to roll subsequent menachis for Hegdish. Yeah, that's this din that we have over here. Kod Rashi over here says, Yah Yesh Lecha Lahavi, from Sa'ar, from Dvash, Karben Reishis, Shtei Alecha, of Atzeres, Abay Mihasar, Dvash, from Bikurim, Karben Reishis, Takrivo Eisam Lashem, Bel HaMizbeach Lo Yalu, but to the Mizbeach, they do not come up, L'Reich Nechayach, that already you cannot do. So now, what do we see from here? Well, the Mizbeach, lo yalu, the Reach, the Chayach, maybe for Eitzim, yeah? According to Rabbi Eliezer, like you could have it for Eitzim, that, yeah. B'chol karbat min chascha b'melech tiblach. And then what? B'chol karbat min chascha b'melech tiblach, sashbis. Melach b'chalach b'yalman chasecha, kol karbat chatakrik melach. And what do we have? So there, what we have the pasuk that we come, and this is the pasuk that the Gemara is dealing with. Let's go again, right back into the, where the Gemara told us. He says, yalu, the reach lichayach. Only the reach lichayach, he can't have a lot of battle with shemates. The rabbanan hold, miyit rachbada oisam. We have the pasuk that says, Karbat Reishis, Takrivu Oysam, Lashem, Omizbech Layalu Reich Lichayach. So the Rabbanin hold, it says Oysam. Oysam, who? There, it's only them, where it's Sardvash, the Yatamaila, that you cannot bring them on the Mizbeach, but you do have a heter, Avalatamaila Lashem Eitzim. There you do have the heter. In other words, if you have Sar and Dvash, and you want to bring them, L'Shem Eitzim, according to the Rabbanan, you could do that.
As a carbon,
not. But not as a carbon. You could, the concept, in other words, again, the concept that we were talking about, according to Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that you can make something into Eitzim, even though it's not, the Rabbanan agreed to the same thing. They're not arguing on that concept. The question is only, to what degree? But in the Etzem did that you could have at least by Sar and Vash, even the Rabbanan agreed to that. we can't just relegate this chiddush to Rabbi Lezer. Rabbanan agree you can bring something l'shem eitzim, even though it's artificial eitzim, it's not really eitzim. But except that in degree, the Rabbanan hold only applies by Sarah Dvash. Again, Rabbanan being Rachmana, Isam Hudi Yitmabu l'shem eitzim. But other things you cannot bring, L'shem Beitzin. What are other things? Hey, Varim?
Why not?
Because of the Pasuk. Only I, some, the Pasuk is telling you. Them, you'll have that heter. Nothing. Rabbi Eliezer holds, no. You can bring everything, according to Rabbi Eliezer. I'm sorry, let me finish my sentence. Rabbi Eliezer holds not like that. The dinim that we have by Sarit Vash, and we're expanding it to include all things, you have that heter. All things you have the heter, and all things you have the iser, depending where it applies. It's only osam hu the ravai lach, that the kevish will have the same din as the mizbeach. But other things you don't have. Again, Rabbi Eliezer says, I saw who, that we could be marba the same dinim of Kevish Kevishbeah, that we have Sarit Dvash, to have the exact same din. You want to bring it on the Kevish? You can do it. L'shem Eitzim. Not L'shem Eitzim? You can't, on the Kevish. But, L'miniach Rini Lo, other things you cannot. You don't have the same din as the kevish, of the kevish. What does it mean? Avol midi achrini lo? Akol shemi menu liishim. The nothing that we learn out from the sefer of the pasuk, it's not going on that. There you do not have that heter. When we talk about, what's the sefer of the pasuk again? What are we saying over here? Aisa beresha nikra of the previous Rashi. Isam b'reisha the kotziv karban reishis takrivu isam, where we have the pasuk that we just quoted, karban reishis takrivu isam, going on sar dvash, to the precious liel, ma yesh v'cholohavi mehem shtei alecha b'chulu, liel amizmed lo yalu amal atamaylo l'shem eitzim, amal mini achrini lo, akol shemimenu liishim, the nafik be safe on the Kral Kaaba. Look, it's not going on that. It's not going on the other things. Can we have the other part of the plus again? What's the other drush? The Gemara says, we have again, it says, lo saktiru mi menu, kol demash lo saktiru mi menu isha lashem. You see the Rashi where he says, what the drush exactly is here. The chob is mech lo yalu. Boser lo saktiru mimenu. After it says lo saktiru mimenu, what do we have? You see, where mamash taking the pusik, where mamash breaking it up. You hear mamash sakina harifa. Sakina harifa, where mamash darshaning this pusik over here. It says in the pasuk, "Karban reishis takrivu oisam l'Hashem." Well, habizbeach lo yalu l'reach lichayach. So here it says again, "Oisam bereit." Here we have again, "Habizbeach lo yalu baser lo saktiru bimenu." After the words where it says "lo saktiru bimenu." Chol Tavash lo saktiru bimenu kovid l'Hashem. But sakina harifa, what are we doing over here? The whole pasuk is talking about Tzar and Vash. But we're not, what are we saying? Lo yalu, moser lo saktiru bimenu de darshina minei, from the word bimenu, kol shemimenu li'ishim ksif. Anything.
Not Tzar
and Vash. Not to be, could be anything. Paul Shemi Menu. It's Mamish. It's a classic case, I think, of the Sakina Harifa. You're Mamish from one phrase, you're making two separate dinim. What?
When is that?
That's the word? Yeah. I don't know, but, Yeah, maybe from the extra word. You didn't have to use the word bimenu. From the word bimenu, we have a whole different din, a whole different din. The first part of the pasuk is talking about tzar and dvash, and then it says what? Torah beishis takrivu oisam la'ashem. Okay? El habis beyach. Kol habincha shetakrivu la'ashem lo seyof echomets. He called the psa'ar, he called the vash, lo sakpiru, mimenu isha l'ashem. Mimenu is what? Not going back, it's not the intercedent. Mimenu is a new din. Mimenu is a new din. It's not going back with the intercedent of sarat vash. It's other things. Eivarim. Maybe it's talking about the bali bumin. Maybe it's talking about the sarat. Whatever it's talking about, but it's not talking about Tsar and Dvash. So the Gemara, that's what the Gemara is coming at Bi Mechalik. So now, Rabbi Eliezer, the Gemara is telling us, and according to Rabbi Eliezer, the din that we have, it does not apply by the, Kevish. What doesn't apply by the Kevish? The dinim that we're saying by Tsar and Dvash, by the other things, it does not apply by the Kevish. So what's it did by the Kevish? Pardon me?
There wouldn't be an Isser,
there wouldn't be a Heter. It's going on. I don't know what you mean. Los Satiru Bimenu. And it does whatever we just said in the first part of the pasuk. The pasuk of Sarat Vash.
Then we have the other pasuk of corporation takrimu.
That's the kavashimud. Here it's a kichol saar v'chol devash. Lo satiru bimenu isha l'ashem. Klosatiru mimenu isha l'ashem is a different din. The mimenu isha l'ashem is a different din. Not the same din as Tsar and Dvash. Korban reishis takrivo isam l'ashem. But we have korban reishis takrivo isam l'ashem. But the klosatiru mimenu is referring to other things.
But for other things you can't. That's going on that lab of Klosatiru as well.
Yes, so now, but according to, but now, so what happens by the Kevish? By the Kevish?
Right?
You can go
and the Saor, and the...
Oh, Reach Lichayach, you would not be able to... Oh, so what would do the Reach Lichayach with the Kevish?
The Saor.
What?
The Saor.
Oh, can't do that, though. So what will happen by Tsar Dvash or the Kevish? Correct. That's the thing that I wanted to bring out over here, the difficulty. Not difficulty, but that somewhat. Rabbi Lazar says, Isam, who the Ravi Lach Kevish Kevish Beach. Where does it say the word Isam? Call him again. Here again, it says what? Korban Reishis, Kakrivu, Isam, Lashem. Korban Reishis, Kakrivu, Isam, Lashem. Del Habizbech Lo Yalu, the Rep Nichayach. Isam refers to Sar Dvash. Isam, remember? Isam, who the right? Isam, where it's, I'm to you, Kevish Kabizbech. Where it's what? The Kevish Kabizbech will have the same din. That you're tossing to do. But Lo Yalu by Sarat Vash or the Kevish. What about to go and bring a Vare Chatos or the Kevish?
It wouldn't have that.
Isam Hu the Ravai Loch Kevish Kabizbeya. Wait. Ava Midi Achrini do not apply by the Kevish. So what applies by the Kevish and what does not apply by the Kevish? So what can you do? Can you bring in the Reach Lichayach by the Evarech Chatos? Or what? Or he holds you don't need, the shame eitzim by the kevish, by the other things. Not by Evarim. Once again, according to Rabbi Eliezer, he's telling us there are two different dinim that we have. The din by sar and dvash, again, the din by sar and dvash, we have, sar and dvash, or the mizbeach itself, is usher to be makrev the shame reich nichayach, but it's what them do with the shame eitzim. Shame eitzim. But that din only applies by sar and dvash.
According to who?
No, Rabbi
Eliezer. Isab, then again. Rabbi Eliezer, Isab, who the Rabbi Loch Kevish Kemizbeach. Abba Midiach Rini, the Kevish is the same thing as the Mizbeach. Abba Midiach Rini is not with the Kevish.
Not with the
Kevish. So what are you able to do with the Kevish? Gunchar means do whatever you want with the Kevish.
Give back to the
Eivar or the Kevish, if you want. The Shem Eivar. The Shem Eivar, the Shem, even the Shem Reich Nechaya. Again, Aysam, Charet Vash. That's where you cannot do it the Shem Reich Nechaya or the Mizbeach, but you can do it the Shem something else. But that restriction. No. Rabbi Eliezer, Isab, who the Rabbi Loch Kevish Kemizbeach.
The
Gavin
Mizbeach, that's
the Rabbanan. Rabbanan
brought it
from
the
Gavin Mizbeach. Wait, I don't know the Rabbanan yet. Rabbi Eliezer says, Isab, who the Rabbi Loch Kevish Kemizbeach. The Kevish has the same din of the Mizbeach, the Gabi Sar Dvash. Avo, Bidi Achridi, Lo, the kevish is not. So what do you do with the kevish if you're talking about Eivarim? Everything is mutter. Should be mutter. Now, what did the Rabbanit do with that? Rabbanit came and the Rabbanit said, I'm a Chabayla Shem Eitzim. Rabbanit ha'bir achmada Isam. Isam hu di'yat ha'mayla. It's only sar and dvash that you cannot bring. I'm a tamayla l'shem eitzim, but you can bring the shame eitzim sar and vash. Sar and vash, they're minor to Rabbi Eliezer.
Right.
But avol midi achrini, you cannot bring all the mizbeach l'shem eitzim. Rabbi Eliezer says no. Everything is the same.
Right.
The difference is only the gabi de kevish. Rabban arecharami, you do both. You learn two things. So the Rabbanan are also mechalik between the Kevish and the Mizbeach. Pardon me? According to the Rabbanan or the Kevish? There's nothing. According to the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan hold there's no Isser. They're minded to Rabbi Lezer by the Kevish. Because the Rabbanan learned out two things from the drusha. The Rabbanan learned two things from the drusha.
But that means
the
Devashim Zohar on the Kevish, it can be brought in the same
Eitzim? You brought the same?
On what?
On the Kevish? On the Kevish. You want to bring what?
The
Zohar
and the
Devash. Oh, Zohar and the Devash? They would be able to, that would be able to be brought. The Gabe, even not the Shem Eitzim. Even not the Shem Eitzim. You don't have it. You can't. But if it'll be, you'd have a case like that. I mean, we're talking the drusha. We think the drusha of doing it dafka the Shem Eitzim. That iser b'chlal doesn't apply b'chlal by that. Yes. Quite a lot. That you wouldn't be able to do. That's right. They're according to the Rabbanan on the Mizbeach, you would be able to bring in the Shem Eitzim by Sar and Dvash. By everything else, you can't. Even the Shem Eitzim,
But
No. No. Where? On the Kevish? On the Kevish, there wouldn't be any Isser.
No
Isser. Isser on what?
No, the Kevish. No, we're saying that the Kevish is only Usser.
Kevish is not
the Isser. Yeah, they start with Rats.
Not Isser, but also the people on the Kevish.
There wouldn't be the Isser of Bals.
He borrowed a pumpkin. You brought the man on the Kevish.
I knew this was going to create a problem over here. In the Peshmashad, I was cleric. Should I get this to say it, or should I get the gribble over here? And everybody I know is going to give me a hard time with this.
You have to break it up.
He's a rash.
What? Whatever you're saying, by the Mizbeach.
Say by Kevish, only by Tarifash. Tarifash, Kevish, Mizbeach. By everything else, Kevish is not like Mizbeach. Kevish is
more lenient. By everything else, the Kevish will not be Usser.
It's more lenient. By everything.
More lenient. The whole thing is going to be more lenient. That's right.
The question is,
what are you saying? Oh, now touch another thing. Whether or not it touches on a whole very different thing now. Now that with it, whether or not you could be Makhtar Bechlal or the Kevish. Let's say in a regular carbon. If you could be Makhtar to Haktara or the Kevish. Does the makam of the Haktara have to be docked on the top of the Mizbech and the makam of the Maracha? Or can you do that on the Kevish also? That's a big Shiloh also. Remember, we did have a Machlaikis, Gabi Matir and Gabi Soivev. We had a Machlaikis, the Gabi that did, about whether you can do the Haktara on the Soivev.
That's part of the faith.
Right? What?
That's part of the Mizbeach.
It's different. So what happens now? We got me the Kevish. So what are you saying? You're saying the Chazanish. And now the Skoro, the Chazanish. It's the guy that tastes them in office.
This one is. There's no Vasakim
who
wants the Kevish, but
you
can make
them a rock. Yeah, you would be able. Yeah. Yeah, because the Rabbanit come, the Skoro, there's the Kasha. According to the Rabbanan, what do you do with the Evarim? You burn it. Take it to the Beis HaSreifa. Bechard is another Eitzah. Do it on the Kevish. What, let's say you would take the Evarim. Let's say you, according to the Rabbanan, what are we saying? That the Isser that we have of bringing it, the shame, anything else, only applies on the Mizbech, does not apply by the Kevish. Right. What is Usser, what is Mutter on the Kevish? Everything is Mutter on the Kevish. In which case, so let's say you have the Evarim of the Chatras. Go bring it on the Kevish. Why do you have to be taken to the Beis HaSreifa? Why we might say the Evarim to the Beis HaSreifa? Isn't there an answer you can be back with it on the Kevish? Because over there the Lav does not apply. There's another thing you can also ask, by the way. Let's say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Ritzvah is good, has the din, but he's might have been done it. But what does Rabbi Yehuda hold as far as Haktaro on the floor? He holds Makhtirin, let's say he holds that the din, just like the Gemara, but Mizbeach Shenekar, Makhtirin, you can be Makhtir, the Taurus, Mimkai, but Tais says you can be aware that you can go and you can be back there the regular Amur, we can do it on the floor. So why do you have to be might see it? To the base that's Rafa. Go do that Torah on the floor. The floor is also Mizbeach. According to Rabbi Yehuda. But even if you don't say, like, why can't you do it on top of the Kevish? This is what's going to be the game. Whether Mepsal, maybe it's not a Makkum for Haktara. The Kevish. Can you be Yaitza Haftarah by doing it on the Kevish? That's the issue that we have here. Maybe, all right. Oh, huh? That's the same Allah. The Kevish, we have Din. Shrikish Labim Kaiba works by the Kevish. We have Din of that. The Kevish has a Din like the Mizbeach. Like all the other things. Let's say you did his recall on the Kevish. Tyson says you do a zrika of a chata or something, anything on a kevish. It's mechaper. It's called zrika shlugin kaimai. But so what? It's mechaper. You won't be able to matter the basar machila. But Abba became it. Has a din of a zrika. You can be, you get the kapara. You wouldn't bring another carbon as a result of it. That's the Amar Amuna. So wait, wait. So what, we do have a problem over here though. The Gemara is telling us, maybe we'll talk more about this. But the din of Akhtara, the din of Akhtara that we have with the Kevish, it's a topic unto itself with the Gay, it's Tosis and Menachos. But maybe I'll bring that in, maybe even tomorrow, I'll see. Amar Avuna, what we have over here is the Machlaikis is the Gabe Balmum. What's the difference between Balmum and Revev and Nirva? Amar Avuna, Beduka Shemai, and what we're talking about is not a mum that we would have, let's say, like a Machlis HaRever. We're talking about a mum, the Alim of the Rabbi Kiva, the Amar, who holds that Imala Layerdu, that the mum of Dukin Shemayin is different. Charles Dukin Shemayin is Dafka or Lav Dafkin. But what, let's, he holds that there are certain mumen that they do have Kedusha, there is a psul, but it's not at all like Revev and Nirva. And it's not at all like a behemoth that has Machus or Raver. It's a psul that the din is Imalu. What's its on them is Beyach. Imalu Layerdu. The Eber, the Amar Rabbi Akiva. Now, let me theorize on the Eber, the Amar Rabbi Akiva, the Yavad. Where did Rabbi Akiva say that? He said it in the Eber, you did it already. But the Katchila, the Yavar, would he tell you to go and bring the Balimumin on the Mizbeach? We're talking already the case where it already went up on the Kavish, and now it's just a question of putting it on the Mizbeach. If that's the case, so what's it, because it's mixed up? It's left to it mixed up. If that's the case, that he's batter. So what is it up? Because it's Nisarim together with other Eivar. Well, it's time to Rabbi Eliezer or another way. Me it Rachmana Mum Bam. Who the Laye Ratzu? Where is it that when we talk about the din of Balei Mumin that they're not able to be brought on the Mizbeach? It's only B'makim where they are. Then, b'bom b'om hu d'layi rat, hoya day taru is, but where things are mixed up, there's a special zera sarkosuv, you're able to be back there, the ganze taruvis. The katchilu. For abanin, no, b'om b'om hu d'layi ratzu, ha'avar b'om d'layi ratzu, you're not allowed to do that. That's not what we learn out. What we learn out is that if the mum disappears, then you're able to do it. The mum is fixed. It goes away. Then you can do it. Rabbi Lezer, be bum, bahem. Two things he learned out. Rabbi Lezer, bum, bahem, like Darshi. Yachi. So, Frank the Gemara, if that's the case, and what is the machloikis? Whether or not you, whether or not what we talk about, Balei Mumin that are mixed in with other things, so it's a separate din. What's that do with Raya? Right, the other thing, like the Reitzim. What's up to the Reitzim? The whole thing is just because the whole thing is, it's what there to be mapped to, but where it's Messiah. What do you have to look at it right as like, who hates, kill, hate, hates him? Or Achmad Avshiren. So to make a chidabi, Lidibrayim, he's speaking going to the Lidibrayim, Kamalu. Lidindi, I hold anyway, it's Mutter, but Tarubis. Rachmad Avshiren, Liditchu, and according to you, that you don't hold like that, at least, I believe me is. At least, it'll be a busser. At least, it should be, at least, busser, balay moment, at least, do it, kaitzim dummy. Midani yahavi a busser chatas. Let that, it well says, Titus, it's smara, do it, the shame hates him. It should be no different than busser chatas. In a case, let's say, where it's a balmum. They agree to, according to this Keshman. The Machlekes is not, it's only by Balei Mumin. And it's not me, it's therefore the Rabbanin Arbatr to do it the Shem Eitzim, according to this. They argue, of course, if I write the Nirva, they would never say it. But over here, for the same reason that they would not say it by Raveya Venirva, they're not going to wind up saying it either by Raveya Venirva, they're not going to wind up saying it either by Balei Mumin. He holds, even if you don't say by Balei Mumin, it should be matter in any way. It doesn't make any difference. Because Saif calls Saif, it's a Tarubis, and you have this Drushan. But the Mimis speaking, the Divraim, the Rabban, and Kamalun. Taismis comes, and Taismis tells us, Taismis deals with the din of Dukin Shema'ayin, where according to Rabbi Akiva, the din is Yimalon Layerdu, we have a big problem here. Taisma says, being there by the Chorban, you know, that what did he do?
The Hebrew by
them,
it's not.
Amailo Choshim Nabi, why did it say that? Why did it say Nivshem Vasayim? The Gemara says in Gittin that they put this woman by Amtalik Ben Avkulmas, the Scribe Ben Avkulmas, the Nivshem Vasayim. Something that has to be done, it's a mum. To them, it's not a mum. The Lord Apostle lived in a Nayah. Hello, Machusar Aver. It's only best neighbor. Shema Ba'ai Flashat. Maybe he doesn't have that, but he's Messiah. Mu'akati Koshim. The Ika Kama Mumin. Hello, Apostle. The Kama Bachaba Mumin that don't pass by a guy. And now what? Why are you saying, why does Rabbi Akiva say that he's might have been looking at Shema'ayan? The low pussy, the abai, knock and took a shimayayin. The beginning of about the mishne, buba, bubaka, bacher. It's telling us over here, why is it that Rabbi Akiva is being machalic? Remember the beginning of the place it says, behakam, took a shimayayin, I'm living to Rabbi Akiva, who says, he malo lo yerdu. It's how the Gemara breaks. And, milsay to Rabbi Akiva, Taisa says, the beginning of the, and mazbech mekadesh. Rabbi Akiva is Machshim of Alei Mumin. From Yechad it says, Lahikshar Rabbi Akiva Elam Adukin Shemayayin. Why? Because it's Kosher by Ifis. The Lai Pasa by Ifis. And Machusar Aver. Kedashina Be'er Be'kedashina. Bataris Kayadim. So Shalos, what are you bringing this? How many Mumin are there that passel by a behemoth that will not passel by an Ife? Multiple, many Mumin. The only thing that passes by a knife is Mechusar Aver. Let's say you have many Mumin that could pass by a behema that don't pass by a knife. There's only one thing that passes by a knife. Mechusar Aver. All right. So what's this thing about Mumin? What's this thing about Dukin Shemayin? So Tosfos at the end comes and he says, Kati Kosher, he could come a Mumin. The low beat him. The low parsley. For my nugga, why is this the example of Dukat Shemaya? Is Dukat Shemaya Dafka or Lav Dafka? And then we have a big issue that we have. Whether or not Dukat Shemaya, when Rabbi Kiva is matter, we'll leave this, I think, in Makabas Mat Makadish. Hopefully we'll talk more about this, but this is a big problem. Because if he's learning it, because only something he's the litmus test, is, well, what happens to having an oif? And if there's only one thing that passes, and that Avada will pass, so everything else is kosher. So what does he mean, Dukin Shema'ayin, Dafkin? He's taking a Dukin Shayin as an example, it's Lab Dafkin. Well, what is it exactly that we're dealing with over here?
Why
did this was signed in? Yeah, so they said, this was signed, maybe there's no such thing like that by a knife. Maybe you don't have that in Metzius. Ivarim Bevarim. Balei Mumin. Rabbi Lezer, Iber, he carved Reish, Echad Behed, Yikivu Kol HaRashim. Let's say we have Ivarim that got mixed up with other Ivarim. Rashi says you have Ivarim of Eilis, of a lot of Eilis, that got mixed up, the Ivare Eilas Balmum. There's another one. One island of a Balmum that was a Balmum. Got mixed up with many kosher oilers. If one of them is brought, Yitalina, you can be Tyler of the Yisra, that couple. In other words, what happens? Be the Raisa, what is the din?
It's
The Midrash is Bittul Meraita anyway. But not Midrash, it's not. Eivara Meivara Balei Bumin. Rabbi Eliezer, so even on Midrash, everything is fine. But Midrabbanan, it's not. Rabbi Eliezer says, it's true, it's not. But, Ikar Raish Echad Mehen, if by mistake, they were makrif the head of one. You could be Tyler.
That was the one.
That was the one. You could be Kol Rashi or Krayim Shalechad Mehem. You could be Kol Akrayim. Well, the knees. Vachachami Maimrim. Afilu Karvo Kulam. Chutz. Even if all of them were brought, Chutz Meyachad Mehem to the Beis Asreifa. The thing is that also it has to go to the Beis Asreifa. You can't, there's no way to go and be make all of that.
Don't say till later.
And you don't say till later. Rabbi Lazar, or Shnayim, when you do it, like we had before the Gemaras, when you do it, you have to be back of two at a time. Because you have to do one at a time. You know, one is Vaday good. Abulechad, Echad lo. This Gemara we had before. And Masim Rav Yirmiyah v'chachamim ma'im rafi v'karvin kulon chutz v'yachav ed yetz in the Beis HaSreifa. Lord Rav Yirmiyah v'tachliva azbra lach by echad zug echad. Echad does not mean one, it means one set. And therefore, as long as you did that, it's able to work. It doesn't mean that over here it's not like that demra that Rav Elazar said, that it's a dafke v'shnai. Maybe it means over here the same thing that we have. All right, we'll be mamshech.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekaymas on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.